year. He moved as though in a dream, with the distances changing as though reality was an elastic thing. Another step sent him cannoning into the pair of them. He grabbed Patrachi's arm and staggered back to the camel's stall, where the creature was still cudding and watching the scene with the nearest thing a camel will ever get to mild interest, and snatched its halter. No one seemed to be interested in stopping them, as they helped each other through the doorway and out into the mad night.
"It helps if you shut your eyes," said Patrachi.
Tepic tried it. It worked. A stretch of courtyard that his eyes told him was a quivering rectangle whose sides twanged like bowstrings became, well, just a courtyard under his feet.
"Gosh, that was clever," he said. "How did you think of that?"
"I always shut my eyes when I'm frightened," said Patrachi.
"Good plan."
"What's happening?"
"I don't know. I don't want to find out. I think going away from here could be an amazingly sensible idea. How do you make a camel kneel, did you say? I've got any amount of sharp things."
The camel, who had a very adequate grasp of human language as it applied to threats, knelt down graciously. They scrambled aboard, and the landscape lurched again as the beast jacked itself back onto its feet. The camel knew perfectly well what was happening. Three stomachs and a digestive system like an industrial distillation plant give you a lot of time for sitting and thinking. It's not for nothing that advanced mathematics tends to be invented in hot countries. It's because of the morphic resonance of all the camels, who have that disdainful expression and famous curled lip as a natural result of an ability to do quadratic equations. It's not generally realized that camels have a natural aptitude for advanced mathematics, particularly where they involve ballistics. This evolved as a survival trait, in the same way as a human's hand and eye coordination, a chameleon's camouflage, and a dolphin's renowned ability to save drowning swimmers if there's any chance that biting them in half might be observed and commented upon adversely by other humans. The fact is that camels are far more intelligent than dolphins. Never trust a species that grins all the time, it's up to something. They are so much brighter that they soon realize that the most prudent thing any intelligent animal can do, if it would prefer its descendants not to spend a lot of time on a slab, with electrodes clamped to their brains, or sticking mines on the bottom of ships, or being patronized rigid by zoologists, is to make bloody certain humans don't find out about it. So they long ago plumped for a lifestyle that, in return for a certain amount of porterage and being prodded with sticks, allowed them adequate food and grooming and the chance to spit in a human's eye and get away with it. And this particular camel, the result of millions of years of selective evolution to produce a creature that could count the grains of sand it was walking over and close its nostrils at will and survive under the broiling sun for many days without water, was called You Bastard. And he was, in fact, the greatest mathematician in the world. You Bastard was thinking, there seems to be some growing dimensional instability here, swinging from 0 to nearly 45 degrees by the look of it. How interesting. I wonder what's causing it. Let V equal 3, let tau equal chi 4, cud 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 cud, let kappa stroke y be an evil-smelling bugger, renowned as the greatest camel mathematician of all time, who invented a math of eight-dimensional space while lying down with his nostrils closed in a violent sandstorm. Differential tensor domain with four imaginary spin coefficients. Patrachi hit him across the head with her sandal.
"Come on, get a move on," she yelled.
You Bastard thought. Therefore, H to the enabling power equals V over S, cud cud cud. Thus, in hypersyllogic notation, Tepic looked behind them. The strange distortions in the landscape seemed to be settling down, and Dios was striding out of the palace and had actually managed to find several guards whose fear of disobedience overcame the terror of the mysteriously distorted world. You Bastard stood stoically chewing, cud, 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 which gives us an interesting shortening oscillation. What would be the period of this? Let period equal x, cud, cud, cud. Let t equal time. Let initial period... Patrachi bounced up and down on his neck and kicked hard with her heels, an action which would have caused any anthropoid male to howl and bang his head against the wall.
It won't move! Can't you hit it?
Tepic brought his hand down as hard as he could on You Bastard's hide, raising a cloud of dust and deadening every nerve in his fingers. It was like hitting a large sackful of coat hangers.
Come on, he muttered.
Dios raised a hand. "Halt in the name of the